tonight.
Welcome, ladies of the round table. How are you ladies doing tonight?
There's a song.
Okay, who's 626-688-6837?
It's Talene. Doreen's friend.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the table. We also have Becky, but she's muted at the moment. We have Magdalene.
Hi, hello.
Hello. Is that Becky or are you muted?
Yeah, I'm not muted. I thought I'd say hi.
Okay, good. I'm going to have Magdalene open us up in prayer. We're still waiting for some people, so they'll be calling in, but let's go ahead and open up in prayer now. And Magdalene is going to do that now. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Good evening, ladies. In prayer. Thank you, Father God, for this amazing day and fill our lives with so much sunshine with your word, God. And I just pray that tonight's meeting is blessed, that the news that we get to share is very encouraging about our upcoming shows and Becky's show as well, Father. And I'm just so, so happy to hear about what we're doing. I pray for the ladies who will be joining us, hopefully soon, so that we can all hear the good news. And I pray that you bless us tonight, encourage our souls. And please also want to pray for Coretta in regards to her son who was in an accident. We pray for his well-being. And we also pray for our sponsor, Rebecca Lawler Limited, and want to thank you for all the support that we get, Father, in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, welcome. Becky, real quick, why don't we start off with you? Because I know that you're not going to be able to stay because it's your baby's birthday, so tell your child happy birthday for all of us. But go ahead, and I want you to share with the table what your experience was like to do your own show on Sunday for the first time.
Oh, it was nerve-wracking, but at the same time completely, peaceful and at ease, if that's even possible. It went really smooth. I enjoyed it. I had fun. I was, God was in the middle of it all, and it can only get better from here, and I thought it went pretty good for winging it like we did because I couldn't get into Blog Talk to connect with Jed, but I loved it. I thought it was awesome, and I just know it's going to grow. It's just going to keep growing. It's going to get big, and I just think Mother Superior better be ready.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to really embrace that nickname and live to it, but wow. Anyway,
I wanted to ask if our friends from the job got to hear your part of the show.
I don't know. I haven't had a real chance to talk to them. I know Jeremy, the owner, he's been really busy. He's got a newborn that was born premature and has been in the hospital. And he's been traveling trying to get this infomercial done. So I've only had a text here or there from him in the last week. So I haven't even talked to him.
Okay.
But
no,
I will
worries.
Have to check on that. I'll find out for sure. I'll probably find out for sure tomorrow when I have my dub meeting.
Okay, perfect. You did really, really great. Okay, the communication with you and Jed, now that you're on Blog Talk again, we're going to utilize the tools that we have there, and you can private chat with Jed, and he is going to be your producer.
Yep, he called me yesterday and showed me how to do all that, so I'm ready to go.
Good. So then what we just need to do is time it, and you'll be able to see the minutes when you're on Blog Talk to see how many minutes you have left. So you'll be able to monitor that with little problems.
Right. So, I just didn't realize that I was just trying to make it, and do my ending with enough time left to give you guys I didn't know I needed to go right up to the hour. I thought I needed to give you guys like a minute or so. So he showed me all that last night. So it makes sense now.
Yeah, it goes right up to the hour, and I love Jed so much. So, yeah, just make sure that you just keep connected with him. And he's going to probably take over a lot of the producing of the radio show or the radio station, him along with Jimmy James and myself. So with all three of us, the way we communicate, it's pretty, I think we're going to do really, really well with this. So, and again, the music for this week, because Easter. I want you to pray about that. There was a song that I wanted you to pick up. And it's an old Christian or like a Catholic hymn that I remember. And when I say to you, Becky, were you there? What does that mean to you?
Were you there?
Yeah.
When at the old rugged cross?
Yes. When I'm, you knew exactly what I was talking about. So, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you when I ask you, were you there?
Oh man, you're gonna throw me. What does it mean to me? Were you there?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's almost like, do you understand what the old what the cross represents?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it, when you say that, that's what I think of. Is do you understand?
We're going to start this Sunday's topic about, yes, we're going to talk about the resurrection of Christ, but we're going to start off with Mary Magdalene being the one that was with him before, being the one that was with him at the foot of the cross, and being the one that he chose to come to after. So that's what Sunday's show is going to be about. So pray about the music and what you want it to look like and so on and so forth.
Yep, got it.
Okie dokie. And so
that's all I was waiting for today. As soon as you posted what you posted, I was like, okay, thank you. Because I was already praying and trying to, you know, listen and just rest and wait for the songs to just come. And so when you posted, it just, you know, it just takes it to that next level.
Yeah, I'll try and do that for you by Tuesday of every week, so you'll have a good understanding.
Okay,
so
perfect.
And someone is, my father's calling. Let me ignore that. Our guest, say your name again. I want to say Colleen.
It's Tallene. It's actually Tallene with a T.
Spell it for me.
It's T-A-L-I-N-E.
That's beautiful. Tallene.
Yes, thank you.
That's beautiful. Okay.
So that's Doreen's friend.
That's Doreen's friend. So tell us a little bit about you.
I'm actually a stay-at-home mom right now of 21-month-old twins.
Oh, God.
So I have a boy and a girl. They're my first and my last. You know, I Doreen and I have known each other for years and years and years, and I come more from the buying, merchandising aspect of stuff. So we're kind of working together on the heart for. Well, she's actually not going to make the show. She just texted me a few minutes ago and said that she wasn't going to be able to. The conference call right now, and that just to let you guys know that everything was on schedule for the show tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
So, that's me in a nutshell. I've been mom for the last 2 years.
Will you be speaking to her later?
Yes.
Okay. So ask her, I need her to give me a call so I can show her to on how to get into the chat and all that stuff with me. So,
Maria, how do I mute myself out?
How do you mute yourself out? I'll mute you out right now.
Okay.
Okay, you're muted now, Becky. There's a guest in our guest room. If you don't have a Blog Talk account and you're listening, I really would like to know who you are in the chat room. So log off, sign up for a free Blog Talk account so I can see who's in the chat room, if you don't mind, because I know you're listening. Hello. Hold on. So what is your purpose, Tallene, with Doreen?
With as far as Heart 4, I'm doing all helping her actually build all the merchandising. So we're trying to really kind of get Heart 4 out there and branded, and you know, come up with different products. Basically, you know, I'm working on T-shirts and tote bags, and just really kind of have product out there for her. That was something that I could commit to doing with her. You know, being running after the between my twins. You know, I said that's my background. That's where I come. That's what I'm most comfortable with. So we're working on, you know, a whole line of product to kind of, you know, put Heart 4 out there. Like I kind of refer to, like I told her, I want it to get to the point where it's like, you know, when you see a pink ribbon, you instantly think, you know, Komen. And I want, you know, people to see her heart and instantly think, you know, Heart 4 and whatever their Heart 4 is, you know.
Right.
So, you know, we do talk about the other stuff. We did, you know, brainstorm on, you know, the show and all that kind of stuff. But my main focus with her, you know, besides just, you know, being really cool, she's one of my best friends in the whole entire world, is to help her build that brand.
Very good. Did she share with you the heart, Rebecca Lawler Limited heart, the heart that we need to? Okay.
She did, and I think she was trying to, I asked her, you know, because we were talking back and forth, and I think she was talking to Rebecca, and so I asked her, you know, to kind of email us together so that Rebecca and I could talk and, you know, see where we could take this and kind of build her up, too, because I see her hearts everywhere else, too, not just for Heart 4, you know.
This is The Rebecca's heart is not just for Heart 4. We've definitely got different campaigns that are going.
However,
it's what we're doing is those hearts have to be sold on the radio show. So they need to be promoted on the radio show. So along with everything else that she's doing.
Okay.
So we want to make sure, and I don't know what that looks like yet because we haven't even started that part yet. Because we're not advertising anything on the Sunday show because it's church. So the Wednesday show and the Friday show is when we're really going to start the commercials and the pushing of Rebecca's heart. So Doreen's going to have a heart. Becky's going to have a heart. And then Four has a heart. So those are the three hearts that we're focused on right now. Oh, and Nepal in Texas, and her heart's for autism. So we need to make sure, and again, I Doreen will let you know, I really don't know what I'm doing. So we're really learning as we go here. And this show on Wednesday will be our first opportunity to learn how to incorporate advertisers in.
Oh, okay.
Our main advertiser for the radio show is Rebecca Lawler Limited. That's the reason why we're selling her heart. Get it?
Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
The more hearts we sell, the more airtime we get. Okay?
Okay. I got it.
So our main fundraiser to make sure that this radio show is sustainable is to sell Rebecca Lawler Limited heart.
Okay. So can I ask a question?
Yes.
Real quick, the hearts, Rebecca only wants them sold through the radio show. She doesn't want any other avenue?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay.
What I'm saying is we have a campaign for, our campaign is called A Heart 4, and now because both Doreen and I have 4, my nonprofit is called 4, Beyond the Green.
Uh-huh.
So, A Heart 4 campaign is A Heart, F-O-R-E, okay? So with Doreen, because we're intermingled, her campaign is going to be a Heart 4 ... foundation, I think, is what her heart's going to be. You see what I mean?
Right. Yes, yes.
So that is her campaign. So she's going to sell A Heart 4 foundation
part.
Okay.
Okay. On the radio, it's going to sound perfect. Okay. In writing,
right.
I still haven't figured out how we're going to do that yet.
Okay.
Right. So, but no, the heart can be sold everywhere because this is the way that the hearts are. We're incorporating it into being a business opportunity. So every heart, Doreen sells will not just benefit her nonprofit, Four's nonprofit, and Rebecca's nonprofit. It's also going to give her an income revenue stream. Get it?
Right. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So,
okay.
So then she becomes. Hold on. So then Doreen becomes the Salesforce team leader for a Heart for .. Foundation campaign. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all of you, whoever she has on her team, becomes her sales team.
Okay.
Okay? But this is why these hearts, because I love these hearts so much, and they're extremely special to me, okay, I want to make sure the people that are in charge of the Salesforce team leaders are doing this because it's their baby. Get it?
Right, right, yes.
Okay. So, but no, Doreen and you guys, your team can sell this a heart for .. foundation heart anywhere. But the point is, if we don't sell them, then we don't have a radio station.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. Right.
So the more hearts we sell, and Rebecca already has $1 million invested into this heart.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. She just got off tour with Reba McEntire.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Exactly. And she just made the cover of a magazine back east last month, and she's going to be on another one this month.
Oh, awesome. That's
okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're probably going to cut this call short. My jaw is really bothering me tonight, and I am not going to wait for anybody else to show up.
Okay.
It's probably a good thing. I want to ask you a little bit more about what it is that you tell me what it is that you love to do besides your two children.
You know, as far as career kind of thing goes, before I used to work at, I was a buyer for the Warner Brothers Studio stores before they shut down, and I've worked for one of the biggest framed art manufacturer, you know, and I've dealt with artists and I've negotiated contracts, and that's like where I think that's kind of where Doreen kind of sees me. Like, being a stay-at-home mom is an amazing, you know, opportunity, but I think she saw that my soul was like looking for something more for myself, and you know, I really thrive in doing, you know, I've worked with China factories and brought in containers of product, and she knows that's what I love to do. I love working with product and merchandise and that kind of stuff. So my degree is in fashion merchandising. I've, you know, I think I've been in that, you know, my whole life. So that's, you know, that's where I love to be as far as, you know, career goes, besides being a mom and a wife and running a house, which you find out quickly is a full-time job. That's where, you know, like, that's why I was telling Doreen, you know, when I saw Rebecca's hearts, she showed me the hearts, and I mean, they're beautiful, and I said, I can't believe these aren't in, like, you know, Nordstrom's or, you know, any of these high-end boutiques and this kind of stuff. And so she was like, you know, wanting to see about if we could put them in, you know, more than just the radio show or how to promote them and that kind of stuff. So I'm really glad that you kind of told me that we can sell these wherever.
Yeah, the bottom line is the hearts have to be sold. Okay.
Right.
In order for Rebecca to continue to give, we have to sell the hearts. So that's talked about. And I want to introduce you, Taylin, to Lady Grace, who is in Washington, D.C. Hello, Lady Grace. How are you? Are you there?
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
I am good. How are you? We have a small group tonight, which is good because my jaw is killing me. And we have a guest. Taylin is on with us, and she is on Doreen's team. Doreen could not be with us tonight, so she does a lot with merchandise marketing. And Taylin, my daughter went to FITM up in L.A. Where did
That's
you go
where I went. I went to FITM.
I figured. we'll have to get you two together and
yeah.
Lady Grace, how are you?
I was very busy because of the conference that I did, and now I agreed to do another thing next Wednesday, and I have Les Brown coming. You know, famous talk show host.
Les Brown.
He used to be like the male equivalent of Oprah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard him speak once.
Yeah. Well, very good.
Yeah, so I'm going to be interviewing him. And then my friend, who's a celebrity chef who works with all these billionaires, he's flying in to make the food. And then my friend, this is exciting. My friend is the chaplain for the Olympics who came to stay with me for a couple days. But then he put me in charge of the guy that I've known for a while, but I guess for the Olympics, he's the international director for the Olympics, and he works with Carl Lewis and all the famous, you know, Olympians.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chaplain, and he started these chaplaincies over 20 years ago when he was the chaplain of the Boston Celtics. And it's a Christian group that they go around the world and they play the opposing team country, and then after they break, they preach the word. They give their testimonies. And it's huge. The amount of NBA ball players that are Christians is amazing. And so he's asked me to be their honorary holistic coach.
Very good.
And travel, and you know, if I go to the Olympics, you know, they're going to give me a crew so I can interview some of these celebrity Olympians.
Very good.
Awesome.
That's very cool. Well, congratulations. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I knew about the Olympic thing. I think my money and my time and my heart is torn about going to Rome, and would love to do that. And then go to Germany maybe to see my friends in the military, you know, in Langstuhl, Germany, the hub over there.
Right.
And then go to the Olympics would be good. And then I'll be hanging out with all these guys, and I'll have instant access right in the middle of it all.
Well, have you told Michael that you wanted to go to Rome?
Yeah, I told not Michael, but the other John Quisno.
Well, okay. Yes. Okay. Taylin,
yes.
Late, I don't know if you know that For Beyond the Green International Ministries is a project under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Helens. Lady Grace is a lady under the order, as am I, as is Rebecca. And so we've been invited to go to sit in front of the Pope. So it's really a great opportunity. And not only that, but we did meet a gentleman this week that has a really good friend who's a priest in Rome. So we now have a connection of somebody who will be able to really show us the ins and outs, because he works at the Vatican. So that's going to be really interesting, too.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm really excited about it. And for everybody that's going to be listening on the archives, I want Magdalena
right now to share a little bit about what she's been going through this past few months and what happened this week when we went to court, or actually last week. So I'm going to have her share right now. So just give a brief run-up of what
yesterday.
Well,
in October, mid-October, I had a boyfriend that who was staying, living with me, and we were really at the brink of breaking up for several reasons, but he did not want to leave my household. He told me if I wanted to break up with him that I had to leave my home, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he came home drunk. Actually would have been April 12th at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and pretty much all hell broke loose, and I was a victim of domestic violence, and so this has kind of been dragging on. And Friday, Maria and I went to his arraignment, but his attorney showed up and they asked for a continuance, which was yesterday. So Maria and I went to court, and of course saw him there and let him know that I saw that he was obviously there. But I was able to obtain a protective order, which I was previously denied when I tried to get a restraining order. But because of the charges that he has been filed with, I qualify for this protective order that protects me and those close to me for 3 years. So that was one victory yesterday that took almost 5 months to obtain. But also, as Maria and I were walking out of the courtroom, we saw him, so we allowed for him to continue walking out, but we asked to be escorted by a sheriff, and sure enough, he had parked his car right next to mine, and he was driving a vehicle that I would not have ever recognized. So, I mean, I've been driving my car for 14 years, so it's not like, I was trying to drive another car and concealing myself. It just goes to show that this man has no shame. He's fearless, and I don't really know who I'm dealing with, but I just pray that, God handle the situation and that justice may prevail, and it's really all, in the hands of God. But so just pray about it, and actually this Friday I go to court again for small claims. Not only did he beat me, but then he's suing me too. So I actually am appealing a small claim that he had actually won the judgment, but I said, no, I'm going to stand up for myself and appeal this. So I go against him on Friday again, and this should be the final decision that the judge will make. Otherwise, I will be responsible to pay my abuser a $7,500 judgment. So please pray for me, ladies, sisters. God's will be done, and, whatever is to be done, it's to glorify God. So I just pray that, keep me in mind in your prayers.
Very good. There are so many things, and again, Kayleen, I know you just joined us, but ever since we started this at the beginning of the year, it's the more momentum we get going, the more obstacles we come up against. My jaw is one of them. Something's trying to keep my mouth shut, and I am desperately trying to make sure that that doesn't happen. So, Lady Grace, I definitely would like for you to do whatever it is that you feel necessary to use me as a guinea pig, because I'm not going with medicine. So I'm doing physical therapy, which is causing a lot of pain. So I want you to think about what nutrition or pharmacy, what is it? Food pharmacy, right? Food pharmacist? Is that what it is?
Correct. I'll look up things that might be helpful for the inflammation, and you might have some other things going on there.
Oh, yeah, got tons of stuff, but definitely.
I have a whole questionnaire form. And you need to fill it out because
okay.
We look at everything.
Okay, perfect. So that's the way I'm going, and Corrine is helping me with scripture, and Magdalena is forcing me to eat oil.
I'm not forcing you to eat
whatever, fish oil.
I'm helping your body get healthy.
Healthy, healthy. So anyway, I want everyone to keep, Lady Grace, we need to talk about when you want to start your radio show.
I can tell you, after, I'm in the middle of finals right now, and now this thing, you know, kind of came at on April 11th. I wasn't planning to do this event, but it fell in my lap, and now it's going to be hosted in my building. We have a nice conference room, so then I have a guest staying for 3 days. So after I graduate April 27th and get my diploma, then I can start focusing on so many other things. I can be free.
But then we'll worry about that.
So all in consuming. So once I graduate, I'll be a lot more there for people.
Okay, perfect. I want to let you guys know that we're definitely staying focused on the radio station because it is what is generating the most buzz right now. So we are using it as a platform, like Doreen is using it. Kayleen, can you share, and again, we have a lot of people that have been texting me saying they're going to be listening to the archive. Can you explain or share with the ladies what Doreen hopes to accomplish when it comes to using the radio show as a platform?
Well, part four, our first show tomorrow at 11 in the morning is going to focus on the veterans, for example, the veterans coming back that are having a real hard time getting jobs. We've seen them, you know, we've seen all these, you know, job things going on. I saw it on the Today Show the other day, and I guess, you know, it's become very difficult for them. And what we're hoping to do with Heart 4 and the radio show is to bring current events and things that people are really personally, you know, thinking about, or things that are, you know, affecting everybody, to the forefront, to discuss it, to give them opportunities to really kind of come together with the people that can help them, you know, whether it be people that are, you know, dealing with illnesses, whether it's, you know, job loss, or, you know, there's many people that we know that are, you know, have lost their jobs, are losing their homes, are in, you know, very grave situations, just different things to bring the community, you know, little bit of hope and, you know, kind of connect them with whoever they need to be connected with to, you know, help them through their tough times.
Very good. I'm really excited about how she is going to do the show. We did not talk about any music, so this is going to be a full talk show, correct?
Yes, yes. It's a full talk show.
Oh, perfect. That works really, really well. Again, Jimmy James is doing an opening. It's a temporary opening for right now, and it's going to be sounding exactly the same way as all the other openings sound. Have you heard it yet?
I have not.
Okay, let me see if I can play it right now. Hold on. It's not working.
No, it's the radio. Hey, people, this is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Okay, hear it?
Yes.
Okay, so the opening for Doreen's will sound exactly the same way, but the verbiage is going to be a little bit different.
Right, right, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So that will be the opening, and then she comes right in and does her thing. But again, I'll need her to call me probably at around 10 tomorrow.
Okay, okay.
I like to talk an hour before. and just kind of, this is how we do it on Sunday, so I guess let's do it now. So tell her let's talk at 10 o'clock, do
okay.
the show prep. I'll show her everything that she needs to know, and then it's just like we're doing it right now, so it's no big deal for her.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's really comfortable. She's very comfortable with it. I mean, I'm sure she's very nervous, but everything seems to be lined up really well. So, but I will definitely tell her to give you a call tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and just to go over everything and
yeah.
go from there.
Because I want to show her how to do the private chat on the show. So
okay.
that way it'll work. And I'll be
okay.
The other thing that I want to talk about is this is April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We have a lot of things going on. We have, at the end of the month, we have the Victims Assistance Week, and we'll be doing the Crime Survivors event, and we will be doing Tony Rakakis' event, and he is the district attorney here in Orange County. So I just want to make sure that the ladies who are going to be here in Orange County, that you are aware that it is the last week of this month and that whatever support we can give to crime survivors is the way we want to go. Do you want to say anything before we close? Magdalena?
What? We can say, but maybe, I mean, any other prayer requests that we need to keep in mind for anybody?
Does anybody have anything?
What about Coretta with her son?
Yeah, we prayed about that, but yeah, absolutely. Anything else? No? Okay. Why don't we go ahead and, Lady Grace, do you want to say anything else before we go? And I would love for you to find out what information you can get for me as far as what I should be eating. So go ahead and send me that.
It's a kind of a brief health history you have to go through. This
okay.
is a process. And I'm happy to do that when I find some time. I have a lot of clients now, a lot of paid clients, and I'm doing a lot of my good charity friends. And I'm extremely overwhelmed with this final and now this party. It's next Wednesday, so...
Well,
I
amen. We'll keep that in mind.
When I see things, I'll definitely send you, but, you know, I'll send you the health history form so you can start filling that out.
That would be great.
Yeah, I know you must be in a lot of chronic pain. So I know what that feels like. I feel for you.
Yeah.
I guess I wanted to say that, there's been a lot of movement on the legislation about these epidurals, more and more is coming out.
Good.
Apparently something huge is about to crack, and it's going to be in the news.
Good.
But I'm not allowed to say, but it's massive. Because the Department of Justice got involved, and they fined Pfizer $3.6 million for Bexa, which is a criminal... a drug that has killed so many people.
Wow.
And they do some illegal things. So now they're hoping that the Depo-Medrol, which is what happened to me, is the next story that's going to be really evaluated. And if that happens, all those poor people who have been victimized and hurt over the years, finally something's going to happen. So it's pretty big news. I came into it 10, 15, 20 years too late, all those other people are hurt. But I seem like the timing's happening.
Well, good. My timing is huge. And right now, if you guys don't feel it, I feel a huge shift happening. A huge shift happening in the world. One, I have a feeling that we're going to come up against more and more issues of your master's and your bachelor's degrees not really meaning anything in the workforce anymore. And the whole shift of what's happening as far as entrepreneurship and women in business, I just feel a huge shift. I really want you ladies to, if you could,
really support Coretta with what she's doing out in New Jersey with Worship Fit and for Fitness International. I'm really proud of her, and now that she's pregnant and having these issues with her son just getting hit by a car, that's really a buzzkill. So keep her in prayer and make sure that you support her and listen to her show her show is going to be coming up on Fridays, probably in June. But listen, just support what she's doing out there. And then A Heart for Worship, Becky's show, started on Sunday right before church reasons. And it went really, really well, and I'm really proud of her too. So make sure that we just support each other and promote on Facebook. Because right now, I'm only using Facebook to promote, and our numbers are growing like 3-4 times the numbers that they were 3 weeks ago. So the numbers are growing really fast, but I can't imagine how fast they would be growing if everybody promoted. And I'm looking at Magdalena saying her too, okay, because she does a lot of work on the computer. She hates Facebook.
I hate to Facebook on this computer.
Whatever. So I need her to Facebook on her computer, just like I need everybody to promote the station right now, because that truly is where we're getting the buzz. And also, let's see, what else? We're going to talk more about the Falling in Love radio show. I wanted to talk a little bit about it tonight, but I think I'm going to hold off. And also the production of God on a Harley as far as the movie goes. We had some really interesting meetings this weekend and last weekend with two different producers that were just kind of putting our toes in the water to see who we want to work with. But really, I definitely believe that this is the type of fundraising that Four is going to have the opportunity to do. And I'm really excited about that. So to me, it's really important that we figure out, too, how we're going to put Doreen under Four at this moment so she could benefit with everybody else in what it is that we're doing under Four. So if she gets the 501c3, then we can put her under Four as a charity team. So does she have any idea of when she's going to get that done?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, we'll figure it out, and then we'll move forward with that, because I don't want her to miss out on these huge opportunities that we're going to be encountering under Ford's network. Make sense?
Yes, yes.
So I don't know if you know much about what we do under Ford. There's 7 nonprofits. Those are 501c3 nonprofit organizations that we have chosen. The board of directors and myself have chosen these nonprofits. The ones that are on the website right now, some of them will be staying, some of them will not be staying. And that'll give other 501c3s opportunity to partner under Four and what we're going to do as far as fundraising goes. Again, my type of fundraising is a little bit different as far as nonprofit goes. I look at the radio station as our biggest fundraising arm right now. So all monies that come in to the radio station is a Four Beyond the Green International Ministries fundraising arm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, so that's my goal, is either to get Doreen's Heart Four Foundation as a charity team, or get her in as an ambassador, and then that qualifies her to be under that umbrella.
Oh, okay.
So the radio show is our main fundraiser. We're going to be producing God on a Harley, which is a book that we're going to be producing into a major motion picture. And then we're doing a TV show called Falling in Love In, .. And it'll be like Millionaire Matchmaker meets the Travel Channel. So those are the three major fundraising arms right now, and those are the fundraising projects that Four has. The Heart falls under Four, so that qualifies, that goes under fundraising as well. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, so you know, because we are a project under the Imperial Order, whatever money comes into
Well, no, because all the money that is going to come in through the sales of the heart will be going through Rebecca Lawler Limited. But anything that comes in to the radio show, her Soul Sister Radio, it will be going through the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and St. Helen, because there are coverings. They take 10% of every dollar that comes in. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
Just so you understand how it's working. So since we're under the umbrella of the Imperial Order, that's how fundraising for the radio show will be going.
Okay.
And as we move forward, we'll figure out something, how it's going to work. I'm just not sure yet how it's going to work. That's why I partnered up with Doreen. I partnered up with only certain people that understand where my learning curve is and that will not take advantage of that. Make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So if we all work together, that works. So I'm going to have, would you like to say anything before we close, Julian?
No, I'm just like, actually I'm absorbing a lot of this in, because Doreen and I, she told me a little bit about what you guys do and stuff, but we haven't really talked in depth about what you do. You know, we've been so busy with a lot of the stuff, you know, getting ready for the radio show and, you know, the stuff the heart for. So I've just been absorbing it, and this is just amazing. I'm just listening to all this, and I'm in awe. I've like got 4 pages of notes already.
Well, here's the thing, and just because you don't know what we're really about, Heart 4 is a charity. 4 Beyond the Green International Ministries is something different, and Doreen is helping me figure out what that is. And because I don't, my programs and projects are the CEOs and the spokespeople out there, get it?
Yeah.
So my programs all focus on empowering and elevating Doreen and Lady Grace and Magdalena and all the other ladies and Rebecca, what she's doing. So 4 is kind of different. We're not in competition. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We are
a
nonprofit venture development organization that is coming together and locking arms with other nonprofits that are willing to take that dollar and split it 4 ways instead of 1.
Right, which is amazing. That's awesome, yes.
Okay. There's nobody else out there doing it, because if you know nonprofit like I know nonprofit, it's all about I want that dollar all to myself and how many bags am I going to stab in order to get it. So nonprofit is changing, if you know anything about the world, and it's not 197,000 nonprofits went under last year. So things have got to change, and I think what we're doing is in the right direction to do that, as long as everyone's ego stays at the door and we all understand that we're sharing this dollar. So I'm excited.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and the great thing is it's extremely exclusive. Before I was really kind of, you know, feeling who do I think I am to have this exclusive organization, and now I understand it has to be exclusive because everybody's going to want it. I mean, come on, if 4 produces a major motion picture, really? Really?
Yeah, everybody's going to be knocking on your door, yeah.
So I'm really, Doreen is the newest one. And, again, I didn't take anybody else but Nepal, and I've known Nepal for 12 years. So Doreen is a new person that I've invited into the table and into this part. So I'm really excited and that we have the opportunity to do this. So we're learning and we're figuring it out. So I want to just say a hello to everybody that is going to be listening on archive, because, again, I've got a whole bunch of texts that are coming in. So, ladies, just be careful out there. And my son is listening from Afghanistan, so we want to send love and wishes to Tim out there and be safe while he is traveling all over the world. But now he's stationed in Afghanistan. So, Magdalena, would you like to close us out in prayer? And, ladies, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And, Taylene, if you want to talk more or log on to 4beyondthegreen.org or livingroyal.org.
Livingroyal.org.
Okay. Yeah, livingroyal.org is 4's website. And 4 Beyond the Green is the owner of Soul Sister Radio.
Okay.
Okay? So, ladies, again, thank you. I'm going to have Magdalena close us out in prayer.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you so much for this meeting tonight. Thank you for the ladies that you have brought before us, God, and thank you so much for everything that is going around us. I'm so excited. And I pray for blessings for tomorrow's show, Father. Please be with Doreen and really guide her through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Taylene coming on tonight and really just sharing about herself and her love and support for Doreen. Father, I pray for Coretta. I pray for the family right now. Please bring healing upon her son who was involved in an accident, God, please, that he may recover swiftly and not have any permanent injuries to him, Father. I pray for Lady Grace and that you just give her the time, the patience to do everything that she's doing, that you bless her efforts, Father. I pray for Rebecca as she is in the Bahamas with her daughter, that she is experiencing true bliss, peace, and joy there with the family and all the girls that she is attending to. And I just pray for the blessings for next week, upcoming show on Sunday, God, that you just bless it. I pray for Becky's show as well, God, that you just have her playing inspiring music so that we can honor you, God. And I just pray that you protect us with your loving arms, that we fight against the evil that wants to bring us down and that we do and can overcome because anything is possible through you, Father. I thank you, and it's in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Collided. You're tonight.